You alright, Parv? How you doing, mate?
Hey, Joe, you alright?
Yeah, not too bad.
Hey, Joe, how are you doing?
Hello, Dave. Nice to meet you, mate. Yeah, I'm very well.
So, where are you, Joe? Where are you now?
I'm Sidcup. I'm down in Sidcup. Okay. Funny time, actually. I'm looking to move out, so I'm sort of living with my uncle while I wait to get in there.
So, Joe, let's kick it off. Are you still working?
Yeah, I am. We're sort of lucky generals, isn't it? So we've got Co-op, Amazon, Yorkshire Tea. I mean, you need those things, don't you? We've got obviously got lots of other clients as well that are keeping us busy.
Are you awash with scripts that are four people on a Zoom call saying, in unprecedented times like these, never before as blah, blah, blah?
Yeah, I try to stay away from them. I can understand the need for them early doors. Of course, you've got to get that message out and da-da-da and whatever, whoever. But I think the plan is now, well, I've certainly spoken to creative, is like, stay away. Let's try and stop doing that. Try and be creative and use the moment to be more creative than ever. Use it as a challenge sort of thing. So yeah, bored of them.
I think it might be good. It's interesting just through our little journey of when we first started talking to people and we'd say at the end, have you seen any ads you've liked? And yeah. The first couple of weeks people would go, you know what? I saw an ad and they'd shot it using Zoom or using a drone of empty streets. And it was very clever the way they got around the whole system. Obviously now people couldn't be more sick of that stuff. Nobody's thinking that's very clever at all. Hopefully it will be a start of something.
Exactly. There's a few scripts now that are like, let's get out there, let's do something. Obviously it comes with its own problems that every producer in London will bore you about, but it's that everyone's making the right steps and doing the right things and trying to do stuff. And there is ways and workarounds now, as it always has been, on whatever issue comes up.
Have you learned anything in this period, Joe? Having had these tremendous restrictions and problems that you will take forward that you didn't know?
Not particularly. No, I wouldn't say I've sat down and I'm not really one massive, Parv will tell you, I'm a bit of a simple lad. I'm not really one to sit down, massively reflect and go, nah, I haven't really learned anything at all. I just think you always overcome everything. Like the whole question about, do you like working from home? Do you like going to work? I make the best of whatever situation I've got. So if I'm at home, I might think, oh, I wonder if I can sneak out for a little 5 p.m. golf and work my nuts off during the day. And if I'm at work, I'm like, oh, I'm with my mate and enjoy that. So I'll enjoy everything and just sort of graft. And yeah, it doesn't really, I don't really think like that. Sorry, mate, bad answer. I've got
No, it's all right. Oh, I was just wondering whether there's any sort of technical work arounds to shooting under difficult situations or anything like that.
The whole cue take thing of the playback at home, and I think that might change a lot of people's worlds. That I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. You know, we all gather on a shoot and 10 of us switch on the monitor and you have awkward conversations about whether that blind is drawn properly and you think, oh my God, I'm not walking over to director Pitt and that. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that will be good. Like if some people want to stay at home and come on at 1 o'clock and sort of look at that, I don't know if that'll work or not work, but I can see it sort of being a thing. Do you know what I mean? If you can't make set and he's really keen on a certain shot or if a client similar, it could be amazing. It could be amazing. I know it's not the same. It's not the same as having a director walk over and talk to you and hold your hand and sort of thing, but there might be areas where, yeah, that works. I like the sound of cue take there.
Might lead to better results though, though.
Yeah.
Well, in the sense that there's always, when there's a whole team of people all sitting there looking at the director or looking at whatever, it sometimes can be an unnecessary pressure and an inhibiting thing, can't it? You know, whereas if there's a slight bit of more freedom, as long as you hit your certain things, there might be a little bit more flexibility to try stuff if people are not all sitting on the set.
Yeah, I think so. There's nothing more frustrating than, you know, when you're on set and everybody's busy doing their job and it's great and you've been a massive part of that for a long time and you always just feel like we don't have to talk for the sake of it. Do you know what I mean? We can just not, I mean, not to each other. I mean, like to say something to change the way it is or to talk. Do you know what I mean? It's, and it could help that situation.
I just remember talking to on my podcast, talking to Paul Weyland about, he would talk about how he would shoot where everything wasn't as locked down. So they'd get to set, they'd try something, think, God, that doesn't work. We thought that would work. Why don't we try this or we try that? And there was a little bit more maneuverability to try a few things. Whereas now it feels like unless everyone's agreed and signed it off in triplicate, you can't move to the left slightly and do it. So giving a little bit more leeway like that, maybe that's helpful. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe if everyone, like the old classic, they do take one and everyone's like, and you're like, hold. Like, let's just let Paul or whoever is directing get to where they want and then we'll have the chat and do it, because it's not easy for them. It's the first time they're seeing something over. So
yeah, totally. So Joe, have you seen anything recently on Netflix or any films that people might have missed that you'd recommend?
I'm a bit of a copycat. So everything everyone says, I go, yeah, I got to have a bit of Ozark. So I get into that. I enjoy it. I get into Michael Jordan. Actually, I was quite early on that. Michael Jordan.
Vicar of Dibley, have you dipped into that?
I've not done the Vicar of Dibley. I'm not massive on it, but I know
Billy Mead that.
Yeah, he'll be upset about that, but maybe I'll give it a go. Stuart Bentham said Snowfall. I gave that a go, and he come with no warning, sort of gathered my cousin and his missus around, and I said, oh, this is apparently good. And the first 3 minutes in, I was like, I recommended it. I don't know if you've seen it.
That exact same thing happened to me as well. I sat down and put it on about 6 o'clock in the evening in the living room. The first 3 minutes, I was like, oh my God. Because the thing is, he said like about the music and everything, and when it starts, it's that sort of long shot looking down at the Compton. You think, oh, this is great. The music's really great. And then next thing I know, I'm like, fuck, I couldn't get to switch it off.
You're settling in for family fun. Now, you obviously know with the title that you're not really getting family fun, but yeah, you think, oh, this is good. This is fun. What's she doing? Oh, man.
I know. I've had to watch that late at night now.
I've just done the best thing for it now. That's a good sale for that. If I've written, everyone's going to go on.
We've got another question, Dave.
When was the last time you wore trousers that didn't have an elasticated waist, Joe?
Got them on now.
What, you got trousers with a button on now?
No, well, I got the tailored shorts, because it was quite... I mean, this is great podding, but...
Tailored shorts, did you say?
Yeah, because...
What are tailored shorts? I'm not aware
of.
Well,
like, you know, like your golfy ones.
Oh, okay.
I'm not even going golf, but this morning I had to do a house viewing and I thought, can't wear the slacks. The elasticated job, not ready. It's too hot for jeans. I'll go with these, pull these on. They were just laying on the bed.
They're your smart shorts then, basically.
Yeah, you know me, making effort even in the short department.
That's a good answer. Okay, have you been drinking more or less?
Way less. My family are not really, who I shacked up with for this isolation, even though it's loosening, isn't it? Loosened. Not really eaters more than drinkers. So I've had a couple of calls with you, Pav, but that's probably where I get down to the beers, and that's about it. Do you know what I mean? I sort of don't. So, yeah, I've lost like £8.
Have you really, through not drinking?
Yeah, I'm not fat, so anyway. But, yeah, not really drinking and trying a bit. Like, I can't say I've not been trying to sort of do some exercise and stuff. So, but, yeah. Done all right there.
How's the golf course? Because you're back, you can play golf now, can't you?
Yeah, I absolutely love it. That's what we can say I've learned. I've sort of my little pitch shots around the green. Nice. Really? Like, I've put in a bit of effort there and I'm enjoying it. Yeah, there's a few people in advertising that I've met up with and played. And
what's the social distancing thing like then? Is it?
Yeah, I was going to ask, what's different about it, going back to it?
No shaky hands, no rakes in the bunkers. You can't take the pins out, all that business. But other than that, it's fairly similar. You can't share a buggy with someone but my walker. Like, it's good. When it all, like, fishing, golf, they're the sports you want to be into, isn't it? When it's times like this, you can get out there and do them on your own, pretty much.
So, I don't know whether this question is now dead, but would you rather open up the Premier League or pubs if you had an option, given that it opens up tonight?
No, it's not dead, because I don't want the Premier League opening back up. Because
you don't. Who do you support?
Chelsea. And it's I can't stay in Liverpool. I just wanted it to be like, oh, that one didn't end, and like, but they're going to win it now, aren't they? But it's still not ideal for them, because there won't be fans there, so I can take a little bit of solace in that. Yeah, so I'll take the pubs and then we'll just crack on and get ready for all the fans in whenever that can happen.
So why is there a bit of bitterness from Chelsea towards Liverpool? What's the link there? I can understand Man United or Everton or City even, but...
You know what? I think it's my age. I'm 39 and Liverpool were... When I was getting into football, Liverpool were top draw, weren't they? Late 80s, yeah. Early 90s. Yeah. And I just hated they used to win stuff, and then sort of like moved on to hating United. But then we've had like all the Champions League stuff with Liverpool, and I just got certain mates, you know, like the mates that wind you up more tend to be Liverpool. I sort of feel like that Arsenal as well, like it's just who your mates are, isn't it? Yeah. No, Chelsea got this long running feud with Spurs, but I mean this is horrendous to say, but I'd rather lose to Spurs than Arsenal because of people like Pav and now yourself, Dave.
Yeah, well, that's very kind. Okay, Pav, what have you got?
Mate, when was the last time you used cash?
Ah, cash is king. I always have it and I always try and slide it around. Like, I think I got rid of some yesterday. Like, when is the last time I used cash? Probably yesterday, just buying a bottle of water somewhere. But yeah, I do like it.
And people are taking cash, are they?
Some, if they want it that bad.
Okay, we'll just take it in that answer. So, what have we got? I'm just picking up that you're probably not a sourdough guy who's spending a lot of time trying to figure out how to bake that. I don't know whether I'm presumptuous.
Yeah, that is way beyond me. I'm like nowhere near a sourdough guy. I judge people that are sourdough people.
Yeah, I'm now one of those guys you're going to be judging, unfortunately. Yeah. There's not many of us out there. I bring this up, and there's only very occasionally do we find another.
But it's like, if you've got the choice about making sourdough, laying down on a sofa, just looking up at nothing, or do you know what I mean? Or just do it. I just can't think why you'd go, I'm going to do that sourdough. Is it a thing because it's healthy and you're like, yes, please, I'll do that. And hopefully it's brilliant and I won't have to eat bread again and get fat. Or is it just like,
I think it can still make you fat. I think it's, what is it? It's a little tiny challenge. It's quite nice to make something. I mean, funny enough, in the same way that you make creative work, it's quite nice at the end of it to think, well, I made that. And it's quite nice to have made it and just try and figure out how you do it.
But ultimately, it's just bread, isn't it? Like, I can get it if I'm making a roast dinner. I go, oh, look at all that, or whatever I'm making, or an ad or a film. And I'll be like, yes, please. Like, look at that. But I don't know. It's just not enough for me. Personal choice.
Have you had sourdough?
Nah, that might be the thing.
Maybe you should try it before you dismiss it. Like that joke.
Nah, cut it off immediately.
Tell us an ad that you've seen whilst in isolation, anything that you've noticed.
Do you know what? Not liked much, to be honest, mate. I really got excited about Snoop Dogg because I'm an old school, like, first album, Snoop Doggy style. And then I like that. I like what McCann did, and they went for it. And I think, yeah, fair play. Do you know what I mean? We can always say, oh, celebs, 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 and it makes it easier. But you got to do that. You got to sell that in. You got to do it, and you got to do it nicely and a good job. So I really like that. I like Cadbury's when it come out as the first sort of one. I know a lot of you've heard all these probably already, but it was the first sort of one that went out in that Zoom world, and I don't know how that worked. I think some DOPs got together and sent the footage to, or said something to the agency. I think
that's something like that. Yeah.
So I just think that's good and clever, and so they make me look up and I watch them. But in general, not much. And I was listening to Potsy's one actually, and I loved his outlook on it. Like, hopefully, coming back out of this, it's like, guys, the world, what the world needs is fun. I look at all the old ads, and all the ones that we absolutely adore and love are so single-minded. You know what I mean? Like, what do I want for my TV? I want good color. All right, let's do balls. What do I want for my jeans? I want them to fit well. All right, let's do all the Levi stuff. It's that fucking simple. And then all the messages at the minute are getting
lost,
trying to say eight things. And boring thing when someone says to you, if I throw eight balls at you, how many are you going to catch? Like, none. I'll show you one. Throw you one, you're going to catch it, aren't you? So it's massive, and it's the sort of thing I'm trying, well, I talk about, and we always talk about it. Yeah. Like, just, and then all you had to do in too much.
Right, wicked. Wicked, Joe. Thanks, mate.
Bye. Yeah, bye, good mate. To you. Cheers, Joe.
See you later.
All the best.
Cheers, mate. Bye.